It is time.
This is Heat Radio's Hot or Not podcast with Andy Peters.
Hello! I gave you a fright, didn't it? Well, I apologise for that. I just wanted to make sure you were paying attention because this week's podcast is not just background music, it's unmissable radio. There's so much to come in the next 20 minutes or so, including some random clips that won't make any sense right now, but I can promise you, you'll hear some of this. She's having her nipples tweaked there. This.
I'll let you rub my head.
And this.
Scandalous.
So enjoy this week's podcast and don't forget to listen carefully. The answer to this week's competition is somewhere in the next 20 minutes.
Right, here we go. Live from Heat Towers,
entertaining the nation.
Heat Radio.
Time to welcome this week's special guest onto the show now, and it's a young lady who first burst onto the scene 8 years ago as one of the members of Mystique. Now, after winning Strictly last year, so this has very much been her year. She's just released her latest solo album, The Alicia Show, and today it was revealed she's the most searched celebrity of 2008 by media organisations and charities. It's the one and only lady from Mystique, Alicia Dixon!
Hi, Andy!
You loved that build-up, didn't you?
I didn't even know that last bit that you said.
Oh, well, it was it's been announced. It was announced this morning that you are the most searched celebrity of 2008 by media organisations and charities.
Wow.
Yeah, neither of us actually know what that means, but who cares? So, have you been busy promoting your new album? You must have been. I mean, let's just go back. So, Mystique happened and finished.
Uh-huh.
And you were, what, sitting at home when they called and said, do you want to be on Strictly?
Well, when I was actually signed to Polydor, I'd actually mentioned to somebody that worked there that was booking an act on to perform that I was a super fan of the show.
Right.
So they was aware of who I was. So when they called, it was kind of like, it was like an instant. I really wanted to do it, but I was nervous because I was in the middle of making an album.
Mm.
And I was a little bit worried how sort of people in the music industry would perceive it. But, you know, I loved the show and I did it because I genuinely wanted to dance, and it turned out to be even better than I could have imagined.
See, I heard a rumour that you paid Len Goodman a tenner to make sure he was always to make sure he was always nice about you. And some would say that was scandalous. but obviously that's not true.
No, that's not true.
Okay, so do you miss the singing days? Because when you used to be, you know, the person that said, that must have been like quite a revelation.
I miss the Mystique ladies, I have to say. And every now and then I like to listen to the album and I sort of bring back all the memories. And, you know, I love the girls and what we achieved together, you know.
Mm.
And but when you're on your own as an artist, it is more of a personal journey that you're on. And to get to this point, obviously having lost a deal and then signing another major deal, I feel very lucky. And I just, every day is hectic and busy, but I enjoy it. This is what I live for.
Of course. Yeah. So who do you think will win Strictly? I mean, it's down to the final two now, or three?
Final three. We've got Lisa, Rachel and Tom.
Okay. Who do you reckon?
Well, it's a difficult one. I like all of them, but I think I'm going to say Tom.
Right, okay, because...
It's a difficult one, because I change each week. Lisa Snowden's a lovely girl, and she's from Welling Garden, and I love her. Rachel Stevens, I think, is technically the best dancer. But I think there's something about Tom's personality, the fact that he got married, he's been on this journey, and I don't know, I just love to see him win it.
Can I just say, the fact you said she's from Welling Garden... that's reason enough to vote for anybody. They're from Welling Garden City, just outside London.
Weekdays from 2 p.m. on Heat Radio. Join Rachel Hopper for a celebrity-packed afternoon with the newest and hottest music around. The Diet Coke Break. Weekdays from 2 p.m. on Heat Radio.
Now, if you're fairly new to Heat Magazine and you've wondered just how has the magazine changed and evolved down the years, I know I have, let's be honest, but I've still got all my hair. Stay right here because this feature is for you. Every week in The Rewind, we invite you to play along at home and guess the mystery year based on stories that appeared in a Heat magazine from this week back then. Ready to play? Okay, we'll begin. Okay, so on the front cover, it says here, Goodbye 007. Will the next Bond film be the last? Inside pictures of Timothy Dalton. Is that Timothy Dalton? I say these things, I think that's him. No. Inside. Don't laugh, Phil. That's Phil, the producer, laughing. Because it's so not Timothy Dalton. It's the other bloke, whatever his name is. Pierce Brosnan. Oh, I don't know who half these people are. Anyway, that's what's on the cover. Also, a huge article about how Pokemon got to rule the world. I have not seen Pikachu for so long. Pokemon, you gotta catch them all. Do you know, that'd be quite a good poster. Let's have a look on this page. A picture of Jennifer Aniston. I know it's her for sure. Reenacts Fight Club on US telly. Aniston pays ultimate tribute to boyfriend Brad on Saturday Night Live. A really good little... She's having her nipples tweaked there. Hang on a minute. Good lordy me, she so is. And finally, also inside this edition of Heat Magazine from a year gone by, let's look at the singles that were out. Atomic Kitten and Right Now, with a lineup of Atomic Kitten. Oh, that's Kerry Katona. Look at her. Touted as the new Spice Girls, but from Liverpool. Maybe, maybe not. Mary J. Blige, Deep Inside. The Cause, Radio. Celine Dion, That's the Way It Is. Come on, you must know the year by now. Nine Inch Nails, We're In This Together. And the song, which was the choice with five stars, was Bob Marley and Lauryn Hill, Turn Your Lights Down Low. So, those are the stories in this edition of Heat Magazine. But what was the year?
Weekdays from 2 p.m. on Heat Radio. Join Rachel Hopper for a celebrity-packed afternoon with the newest and hottest music around. The Diet Coke Break. Weekdays from 2 p.m. on Heat Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Heat.
Right, time to review the very latest in the world of movies. Charles Gant is here from Heat Magazine. Charles, good evening.
Good evening, Andy.
How are you?
Right, very good, thanks.
Good day?
Very good. Saw a movie this morning starring Clive Owen. Good way for me to start the day. 9:30 a.m. in a darkened room, you know.
Ooh.
Guaranteed to put a smile on my face.
So what's the movie we're going to talk about this week?
Well, this week's movie is The Day the Earth Stood Still. It's a remake of a 1951 sci-fi movie. Keanu Reeves stars as this alien, which is actually great casting for him because, you know, he doesn't have a huge amount of range.
Right.
So Keanu playing this kind of emotionless alien, actually genius idea. Can't tell you much more about it because the film studio that made the picture, 20th Century Fox, have not allowed any critic to see the movie. The only people that have seen the movie are people who are interviewing Jennifer Connelly, who's in the movie,
right,
or interviewing so-called the talent. They all had to sign embargoes promising not to review it
now
until the day the movie comes out.
Now, is that because they think it's wickedly brilliant or is that because they think it's awful?
I think the latter, Andy.
For those of you that don't know what latter means, that means they all think it's awful. Just, you have to explain everything in this day and age.
I mean, what we did was, obviously, I thought, well, it's Heat's job to review movies.
Yeah.
We don't make up reviews. Track down someone who'd seen the film.
Oh, so you can't get anything past Charles.
Signed the embargo, has written a review for us under a pseudonym. And that person, whose gender I won't reveal, or even which city they live in, gave it 2 stars. Out of five in the magazine. And said it's pretty boring. And Will Smith's son, Jaden, is in it. Fantastic actor in The Pursuit of Happiness.
Right.
Not so good, apparently, in this film.
Ooh.
Playing Jennifer Connelly's stepson, I think. Or adopted son, stepson, I think.
Let's have a clip.
What were you before you were human?
Different.
Different how?
It would only frighten you.
Oh, so that's Keanu Reeves there.
Yeah, that's Keanu, yeah.
I can't say, it doesn't make me sound like I'm going to rush and see it.
Well, I mean, I can't, honestly, hand on heart, can't tell you because I didn't see the film. However, okay. I spoke to other people. I spoke to people who work for cinema chains, said it was dire. and, you know, other people. So, I mean, 20th Century Fox, love them dearly.
Yeah, we all do.
Have a great relationship with them.
Yeah.
But on this occasion, they have tried extremely hard to prevent people from assessing the quality of their movie.
Okay.
Not quite hard enough in the instance of Heat Magazine, but there
okay,
you go.
Okay, that's because you're good at what you do. Right, I don't know whether I need bother ask you, but Charles, in your opinion, or the opinion of the mystery writer who wrote the review for the new Heat Magazine, The Day the Earth Stood Still, hot or not?
Well, again, not according to me, but according to our writer, Day the Earth Stood Still, not.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, Charles Gant on Hot or Not.
Heat Radio.
Competition time now on the Hotcast, where there's another great prize pack up for grabs. Listen to this. The Dark Knight on DVD, Star Wars, the Clone Wars animated movie, Angus Thongs and Perfect Snogging, a Wild Child goodie bag, including the DVD, T-shirt, lip gloss, and a phone charm. Who knows what that is? The Fox and the Child with Kate Winslet, House Series 4, One Tree Hill Series 2, Davina's Superbody Workout, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, the DVD game. Now, that's what I call a family quiz DVD game, and a family Fortunes DVD game, Phil Daniels Football Match Day Madness DVD, plus there's albums from our guest Alicia Dixon, as well as Mariah Carey, Beyonce and Dido. The last three actually weren't our guests. And finally, books from Gordon Ramsay, Fern Britton and Richard Hammond. So to win all of this in this week's Hotcast competition exclusive to you, the discerning listener, all you've got to do is listen carefully and answer this question, the answer of which can be found somewhere on this podcast. Alicia Dixon is supporting a megastar on tour, hopefully. Who's she hoping to support? So, who is Alicia Dixon hoping to support on tour? If you think you know the answer or just want to have a wild guess, just email us, studio@heatradio.com. Tell us the answer, your contact details, and you could be our very latest Hotcast competition winner.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Heat.
So there we are, one of my favourite songs of all time, Scandalous from Mystique, and also Alicia Dixon from her album, The Boy Does Nothing. That's a great... I like that song.
Thank you. Thank you to everybody that brought the single. I mean, I just wanted to get a top 10. I didn't realise it was going to stick around for so long. I mean, I'm just, it's done so much better than I even anticipated, so...
Yeah, that in itself, sweetheart. anyway, right, listen, it's time for the hot list. I'm going to tell you a person, a place or a thing. It's things I say could be. But you've got to answer truthfully, okay?
Okay.
All right, so here we go. You've got to tell me why it's hot or not. Would you put your cups and saucers down?
They're down.
All right. You've got to tell me why, if they're hot or not and the reason why, okay?
Okay.
First thing, Gordon Brown.
Hot.
Why?
I met Gordon Brown at number 10 and I performed recently for his wife. And they were very lovely to me, very sweet. He's a very warm person and, yeah, he's gone up in my estimations.
Okay. Okay, from someone who's gone up in your estimations... Harvey.
No comment.
Oh, you've got to say hot or not. There's no... Did I say you can say hot, not, or no comment? The rules are hot or not, or... Those are the
You're
three
so,
options.
So, scandalous.
Oh, come on, sweetheart. I had to ask.
Not.
You've got to give why. Remember, it's hot or not, or why.
No. Sorry, Andy.
All right, darling. I'll just have another one of these. So scandalous. You've made about 15 quid on this show. Okay, in that case then, being single.
Hot.
Because?
You get to flirt with all the boys.
Like you're doing with me. Don't worry, I'm resisting your charms. Enrique Iglesias.
Hot.
Because?
He's a great artist and I might be supporting him next year on tour.
Oh, might be or will you be?
Might be. We're just waiting for it to be confirmed.
Okay.
I'm a bit naughty even saying that, really, but there you go.
Okay, fair enough. And finally, Pharrell Williams.
Hot.
Because?
He's an amazing artist. He's very handsome and he produces fantastic music.
Okay, a good point well made, I think. I think he's rather awesome. Alicia?
Yes?
Time's run out. I've got to let you go.
You've got to let me go.
I've got to let you go. Can I say it's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you?
Good to speak to you.
And I know you can't get enough of it.
Scandalous.
Oh, she did that noise. Right. The Alicia Show is in the shops now. And remember, you can win a copy if you enter Top of the Tops online at www.heatradio.com. Heat Radio. This is Andy on the Radio, the very latest Hot or Not Hotcast, showcasing the best of last week's show. But don't forget, there are loads of other great things on Heat Radio. Here's my favourite bit from Hunks on Heat last week, when they spoke to Gail Porter.
This is Heat.
Hello, Gail, how are you
Hello,
doing?
Hello, Liam, I'm fine, thank you very much.
Excellent.
Are you both Northern?
I am, he's not. No, he's a girly Southerner. I'm from Newcastle.
Oh, we're more Northern. I'm more Northern than you. We're harder than you as well.
Yeah, well, I don't know about that.
You probably actually are harder than
I
him
think
as
that's
well.
It. Not that I'd like to admit that, because I'd take you in a fight, probably. I think.
Do you two want to sort this out off air?
We definitely should have a go at that. Yeah. Couldn't think of anything better.
Exactly pull my hair, can you?
I'd be on you like a cheap suit. I would. I think you're gorgeous. I think I'm in love with you, honestly.
Are you?
You're going to have to get on with the interview. Yeah.
He has been telling me all morning. So
are you into your bold women?
Do you know what?
Star Trek, you know?
You could have a bald head, you could have an afro. For all I care, you've got a beautiful face.
You do, girl.
And I would tear that up. No,
tear my face off.
No, it's, what do you call it? It's off. It's off. What do you call it? That knocked up. I'm just trying to steal funny cracker films. Please,
okay.
Mike, don't put I would tear that up on there. That would not go down well. I'd be like some chauvinist twat.
Yeah.
So was that a proposal? I can't quite understand.
And it was kind of like a sexually abusive proposal, I think. That's what I made out of it.
Oh, God, the northern lads know how to do it.
Yeah, they don't they just?
Yeah.
What we lack in charm, we make up for in...
Don't.
Stealing other people's things. Right, we've got a couple of questions for you, so we'll just make it dead lightning formal in that. I don't know whether it's formal or
informal.
You're
just totally going to tear her up.
He's telling me how to do my job now. Yeah, he's going to tear me up. He's going to tell me how to
No, that's...
No, listen, right.
Not what I meant. Right, cool. Sweet. Right. Cool. Hello, Gail Porter. How are you doing? Welcome to Hunks on Heat. Thanks for talking to us.
Thank you for having me. Sorry for laughing.
He hasn't had you yet, Gail. Oh, no, I can't believe I just said that. Gail, listen.
Goodness me.
We want to chat about Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Thank you very much.
Yes. Something nice
quick,
and sane.
Don't let me speak to Liam, right? Come on, quick.
Okay. So, Gail, how long have you worked with them for?
I've been with Make-A-Wish for 5 years. And for anyone that doesn't know what Make-A-Wish is, it is a charity which grants like magical wishes for children who have got serious illnesses. And Fairy have been helping us for the past 5 years. They've donated £370,000 to the campaign, which is amazing. And we're just wanting people to find out about the good work we do and get people involved.
Fantastic.
And so, yeah, it's amazing. I was with three children on Sunday, and it was just, they were telling me about their wishes, and it was just, it's a brilliant charity to work for. Have you heard of it before?
I have heard of it, yeah. I mean, it's been around for a good few years.
It has. Well, they've just granted the 5,000th wish.
Amazing.
Try and say that, Liam, with your northern Newcastle.
5,000th wish.
Go on, again, do it again.
5,000th wish.
One more time.
5,000th wish. Honestly, I've
liked
it.
There's love in the air between you two.
Did you guess the year? Talk of the Brosnan being the last Bond, Pokemon taking over the world. It was the 8th of December, 1999.
This is Heat.
And here's some exclusive bits from the Elisa Dixon chat that you didn't hear on the radio.
Heat Radio.
I have to say, I love that song. It has to be said.
I love that
song.
So
you've got... do you?
Scandalous. Yeah, my favourite.
Oh, really? Yeah. I have to say, to me, this song's got Mystique written all over it.
Absolutely. I mean, that's the song that did best for us around the world as well.
Really?
And yeah, and they're still using it in adverts at the moment, which is great. So the fact that it came out in 2003 or 2004 and it's still being present now, it's great.
Oh, good. I'll just stop it for a minute because we can't afford to pay you that much money. If I was to play it again, I'm allowed to... Apparently, I can play this bit.
Excellent.
But I'm not meant to play much more than that, otherwise you get a fiver.
Really?
And let's be honest, you ain't hard up for cash. So you have had, from a musical point of view, to get to this point has been brilliant because it was a bit turbulent with two different record companies.
Yeah.
But now things have settled down.
Exactly, things have settled down. Atlantic Records are amazing. I've found a new home, a record company that's willing to invest their money into me and, believes in me, and it's great. And I've made an album that I'm proud of. I'm just excited that it's out there now. For me, that's a huge deal because I spent a year and a half making the record the last time and it was never even released. Mm. So just the fact that it's put out there, it's like a weight off my shoulders. We can enjoy it now and just getting prepared now for the second single.
But was that the reason you did Strictly? Because you thought this will boost my career and untold,
no.
Let alone win the show?
No, but that was kind of like one of the reasons why I was scared to do Strictly Come Dancing. Because I don't do things by heart. Like, for me, I do things because I'm passionate about them. And I didn't want to be calculated about it. Like, I genuinely was a super fan. And the thing with Strictly, anybody that's done it, they know that you can't even imagine, the final because you're just trying to survive each week. So, as I said, I nearly said no to doing it because I started making the album with Brian Higgins down in Kent.
Mm.
And I was nervous that people in the industry might think, oh, she's just doing that to... get her profile and whatnot up. And it has turned out so much better than I would have thought. And I've got no, regrets on it whatsoever because I feel it's helped me come in a stronger position. But I could never have predicted that. Mm. I could never have known that was going to happen. It actually, from my point of view, when I got into the show, it could have been detrimental because I was actually worried that record companies wouldn't want to sign me because I'd done a reality show.
This is Heat.
Okay, that's all for this week's podcast. Make sure you join us on the next show. That's Monday from 8 p.m. See you then.
Do it.
Check it out. Like what you're hearing? Get a bigger entertainment fix every day from Heat Radio. You can get us on DAB Digital Radio, Sky 0179, Freeview 714, and at heatradio.com.